Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am getting an update now from Great Bear Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GBR and on the OTCQX under the symbol GTBAF, chatting with the president and CEO, Chris Taylor. Now, Chris, following up on news that came out March 29th on Monday, the key headline here being Great Bear doubles the vertical extent of the LP fault, intersects high-grade gold at 942 meters down hole, the grade being a little over 15.5 grams per ton gold, over 3 meters, just over 3 meters. Now, I will post a link to this news release below. I'm also going to post figure one below this interview so everyone can follow along to get a better understanding of where this drill hole or where some of these drill holes were located. Chris, take us through how these results at depth, doubling the vertical extent, how these compare to some of the results that you were seeing at surface on the property, please.
Yeah, hey, Corey. Good to talk to you again. Yeah, this is one of the most exciting news releases we've had in a long time. I know we come out with a lot of really nice holes, and right now we're up to about 270 holes on this LP fault target, which is the main target that Great Bear's value derives from, because it's this big, everybody thinking about it in the industry, like a potentially tier one type gold discovery. But what we did was we took the drill and we went below, we drilled below at depth, at twice the depth that we drilled before. So all the information in the market to date has been drilling between surface 0 meters depth and about 400 meters vertical depth. And this hole that we're talking about with this release, or these holes, went in at 800 meters roughly vertical depth. And it's incredible because they hit the same rocks and the same gold system that you see up above. But where we put those holes, it's kind of funny in a sense. Like, there's one area of the LP fault. That target is, we've got a grid of drilling going on over 4 kilometers of length right now, and that's all one gold system. There are no holes within that panel that aren't mineralized with gold. So, but there's one segment, which is about 500 meters long, where there's just not very much high grade near surface. Everywhere else we get high grade. These panels, these large continuous panels of high grade that are hundreds of meters to over a kilometer long. And those we're defining, we're defining now with a lot of drilling. But this area is 500 meters long and there's almost no high grade near surface. But when we went down below that area at double the depth, we began to get really nice high grade mineralization. I believe we were looking at samples. We put some pictures in the news release. You can see what the visible gold looks like. But I think the interval, as you said, was over half an ounce per ton gold, or about half an ounce per ton gold over a few meters. And that was within the normal wide interval of gold mineralization. There was 70 meters of over a gram per ton gold there, which is, you're not looking for the bulk tonnage type mineralization at, 800 meters depth, but it shows you the system where we drilled it deeper was wider and had higher grades than where it was in the surface. And that's important when you think about what we're going to do next for deep drilling along the project.
Okay, so this again is outlined perfectly in that figure one. You can tell this whole BR260, and you look above there, and you're right. You're not seeing that kind of high grade at surface that you are from really around that area. Chris, I have to ask you then, why did you guys drill here below some of the, I hate to say worst results, but below some of the lower grade results?
Yes. Why did we not put a drill hole below where at surface we have, say, 20 meters of 30 grams per ton, or 10 meters of 80 grams per ton, or the really, really nice, wide, high-grade, super high-grade results we have elsewhere? Well, the reason is that the gap area is a pain in the bottom to access in the summer. We would have to build a new road into that area, and it's just easier for us to drag the rigs in the winter when it's frozen and get the drilling done now. So we effectively drilled the very worst part, near surface anyway, of the LP fault system first, and we still have to go down below now these really high-grade sections, which I'm very excited to see, because in the Red Lake area and in our project as well, we see some really nice enrichment of grade as you go down to greater depth.
So then where are the drills going to be focused coming up here when it comes to drilling at depth?
Well, we now have to stick deeper drill holes down at about this level, or as deep as this level, along 4 kilometers strike length of that LP fault system. And it's amazing to think about the size of the panel that that will generate. If it's like what we just drilled with the first deepest holes, which I have no reason to believe it won't be any different because we have over 270 holes now across 4 kilometers. It's a lot of drilling and it's been very consistent, but it should show us a mineralized panel along that area, which will be similar in area to what you see at these really big gold deposits in Canada, like Detour Lake that's operated by Kirkland, or basically something like Canadian Malartic that's operated by Yamana and Agnico Eagle. But the grid that we're drilling off right there, it'll be something like over 3 to 3.5 square kilometers. And it's amazing to think about the size of that panel. It'll presumably match what we're seeing at these other really big deposits in the country. And again, it's so unusual that Great Bear, as a small junior company, an early stage discovery, controls an asset like this, you know, 100% owned within one company. It's just so, it's been a privilege to work on it, and it's such a rare opportunity.
Well, and now you get to even drill deeper, which, well, looks already fairly encouraging by some of these initial deeper holes. Chris, can you give us a little bit more detail, though, on some of the comparisons that your team is working off of from other projects that are well known in the area in terms of some of the deeper aspects of resources?
Yeah, I guess deeper is a relative term, Corey, so I'm glad you asked me that question, because the famous discovery in Red Lake is the high-grade zone discovery at the main Red Lake gold mine that's now operated by Evolution Mining. It used to be Goldcorp many years ago. So Rob McEwen made the famous discovery 20 years ago of this very high-grade mineralization at depth. And that zone, that high-grade zone, it begins at 800 meters down below the surface, roughly about 800 meters down. There's basically nothing up above it. And then you get this more than kilometer vertical run. It's actually mined down now to 2.5 vertical kilometers of this insanely high-grade mineralization, which made that one of the most economic, profitable mines on the planet for more than a decade after the discovery. So, you know, we're looking at having drilled from surface. What's amazing with the LP fault discovery at Great Bear is that we have what we think is going to be a tier one type gold asset, not because we're drilling it down to the bottom of the earth. We think it'll already be at that major category in terms of, you know, very big and having really good potential, all within that first 400, 500 meters from surface. The stuff that we're drilling here that we're calling deep, which goes down to 800 meters, for our area and for this type of gold system, that's just scratching the surface. It's literally, from that perspective, you could call it the tip of the iceberg, because the other mines in this area have major zones that begin at that level and get better going down. And of course, we see the same kind of pattern at Great Bear. The difference is what we have in the near surface already with the LP discovery, the hinge zone, the Dixie Limb. It's been absolutely incredible. So we get a lot of high grade material up near surface. And then of course, the depth extent that the other guys have as well.
So now that you're having this success drilling at depth, what does that mean for the potential of coming out with some sort of a resource? You obviously are getting a pretty good handle on what's around surface, but as you've outlined with some other projects in the area, there can also be significant mineralization at depth. So what updates can you give us on any sort of a resource?
Well, I say that, you know, the analyst community is projecting that Great Bear has what's called a tier one resource. And I know I mentioned that a second ago, but if it's a tier one resource, it's going to be long mine life, probably lower end of production costs, and it's going to have, you know, big size, you know. So we think that that's definitely a possibility. We're doing the drilling to prove that right now. But when you think about what we've drilled at depth, what that shows is the blue sky long-term potential of the project. So, you know, we have a lot of people trying to figure out how many ounces of gold Great Bear has, what kind of mine it ultimately would look like. Again, it's early days. We just made the LP discovery less than 2 years ago. We're drilling it as rapidly as we can. But what this shows you, what these deep drill holes show you, is that the total potential of the project is nowhere near appreciated. It's nowhere near factored in to where Great Bear sits in the market right now. And anybody looking at the project, including us, looks at this as a way to anticipate that, you know, whatever ultimately gets mined in the near surface could be just the tip of the iceberg off a much bigger system that goes down to depth, much like the neighboring deposits do. So that's the implication. It shows you the blue sky sort of long-term expansion potential. And that's, a growth story that should continue over time for the company.
All right, Chris, wrap us up then with just a quick comment to investors or those still watching the gold space. Look, I understand, I think everybody knows that the gold price, the gold stocks are still under pressure. That includes Great Bear, unfortunately. But from what I've been hearing, Great Bear has still been performing better in a relative sense compared to a lot of the other gold stocks. What do you want investors focused on in this company as you guys continue to progress with the drilling?
Well, ultimately, gold is not the fair-haired child of the mining or of the investment world right now. I think people are looking at cryptocurrencies. People are looking at, some of the tech names are still doing quite well. But what we found with Great Bear, this is really, that's one of the things I like the most about the mining industry or the exploration industry, let's say, is that you can find, in our case, potentially, millions of ounces of gold in the ground. We don't know how many yet. We're working on that right now. But if that's the case, you've created value effectively almost from nothing. You know, from a project that we knew back 4 or 5 years ago that we purchased for a few hundred thousand dollars, now you have hundreds of millions of dollars, close to $1 billion worth of value that's been created for our shareholders. And it's because what we found is real. You see the gold coming out of the ground. It's not a trendy thing. It's not a, I hate to say the word, but it's not a pump of any kind. It's systematic work of drilling and expanding a major gold discovery. And ultimately, there's a huge class of people out there in the investment world that think of gold as money. This is almost like the point of, you know, drilling into the ground and finding like a bank vault type scenario. It's absolutely incredible to think about it that way, that there's all this gold sitting in the ground, going right to surface beside the highway, beside the power lines, about a 15-minute drive from downtown Red Lake. It's, like I said, an absolute privilege and a pleasure to make such a huge discovery and benefit so many people, shareholders, and hopefully in the future, if it goes the way we think it will, hopefully economically, this will be a positive impact on these communities in this area for many, many years to come. So this is what mining and exploration and discovery is built on. It's built on the creation of value through that discovery process. And that's what's most rewarding about the industry.
Hey, Chris, it's fun following along with this story, too. You guys have shown that you can create a lot of value by simply taking a new look at this project. And boy, oh boy, have you already, well, shown what kind of mineralization is here. And I look forward to even the next round of drill results and seeing what at depth is possible. Chris, great chatting with you, buddy. We'll follow up on the back of some more news. If anybody has any other follow-up questions for Chris over at Great Bear, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Chris, have a great rest of your week. Thanks for the update.
Thanks. Talk to you later, Corey.